This is an executive summary of Wright Dividends and the 20% QBI deduction, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Wright dividends are mostly taxed as ordinary income, because a Wright pays no corporate tax and passes its earnings through to shareholders. That can make Wright income feel tax heavy compared with the qualified dividends a typical stock pays. But a specific provision softens the blow, the Section 199A deduction, often called the Qualified Business Income, QBI, deduction, lets eligible taxpayers deduct 20% of their qualified Wright dividends. That deduction lowers the effective top federal rate on those dividends from 37% to roughly 29.6%. Unlike the QBI deduction on an operating business, the Wright dividend component has no wage or property, UBIA, limit and no income phase-out, so it is available to taxpayers at every income level who claim the QBI deduction. The 2025 One Big Beautiful Bill Act, OBBA, made the deduction permanent after it had been scheduled to sunset at the end of 2025. This guide explains, educationally, what the QBI deduction is and how it applies to Wright dividends, but it is not tax advice, so verify the current rules with your tax advisor and coordinate with your CPA. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.